Hello and welcome back. So, I hope you all enjoyed the last episode. Thank you again to anybody who has messaged me. Sorry, I don't know why I do that sometimes, and Hannah always tells me I do it usually if I'm like awkward or nervous, which I don't necessarily feel, but I do this thing where like I'll sing my words. And I've no idea. Sometimes I do it when I'm awkward or maybe I've got something to say. But anyways, I have had two ideas of what I originally wanted to record this podcast on was actually health anxiety, okay? And I will record an episode on that because I had severe health anxiety. But I'm gonna leave you hanging on that one and record it in another episode. But I did have that severely when I grew up, like when I was growing up, sorry. And it actually, I got sick. Well, not sick, Jesus, that's so dramatic. I got food poisoning the other day, and basically, I noticed the health anxiety thoughts coming back. But again, I'm gonna drip feed that one, and I will record another episode. But I was just recording stories there, and I was talking about values and how they will constantly, like, you're constantly growing and evolving as a person, so too will your values, and they will constantly change. But as your values change, so does your body image, and that's not even in a good or a bad way. It just means like what you deem to be important helps then shape what you do on a day-to-day basis, and then also helps shape obviously your body image. But again, I'm speaking kind of probably in what people would say riddles right now, so I kind of want to get straight into it and kind of help you understand. And I'm going to talk about my own journey with my values over the last 2 years and how they've changed. So I was speaking about something on my story the other day, and I was basically saying, like, you know, I stopped for a good while over here. I stopped training body image as much because, to be quite honest, girls, like in gym gear, it's not an issue, okay? I love, like, we all, I know a lot of girls have this issue as well. It's like in gym gear, I feel fucking great. But then when I get into normal clothes, I don't massively love what I'm seeing. Now, this can all exist at one time, okay? Like, I know there might be people listening to this, and I get it as well because I come from all or nothing thinking, but it doesn't have to be one or the other, okay? Like, I would describe myself as somebody who genuinely, like, really does accept her body image and really, you know, has got to a place of love for it. I don't massively criticize myself, even when, again, I'm going to talk about it now, but even when I don't like something about myself, I don't criticize myself for it, or I don't be like, oh my God, I'm going to hate myself into change, or I'm going to punish myself, or I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. I'm going to talk you through what gradually happened with my body image and how that has just changed for me over the last 2 years. So I spoke about it on my story today that I didn't massively love how big my upper body looked. And sometimes in gym gear, it wasn't an issue, but sometimes also in gym gear, it was an issue. I was just like, I don't like, do you know what it was? It was majorly, I wish I could talk to my younger self. And, you know, my younger self, I used to train with men all of the time. Honestly, don't ask me on that one. Okay, but I used to, when I first started the gym, I loved crazy workouts. I've always loved HIIT workouts, okay? Even when I was very disordered, I loved HIIT workouts. Of course I did. But I also loved bodybuilding. So when I used to be bodybuilding, I used to train my traps, right? And I think that this is where the issue comes from. I know you're probably listening to this being like, what is this fucking girl talking about? But I'm gonna get to it now, okay? So when I done CrossFit, and I still do CrossFit style workouts, and when I go home, like I go to a CrossFit gym, like I still really like it, okay? But how much I loved it before I came to Bali is completely different from what I like about it now, and also how much I actually engage with it. So I noticed before I came to Bali, I was massively heavily into CrossFit, okay? My body image then massively changed because I was eating a lot more. I was training so much heavier, and I found like my upper body, because CrossFit is very upper body focused, like a lot of the movements involve your upper body as well, okay? It's not really super leg dominant. So I noticed how much my upper body had changed, and I loved it at the time. Like, again, I was loving because that was important to me. So this is all, remember, we are talking about values here. So this is all about what's important to you. So because CrossFit was so important to me, so was living in alignment. So every day I was training like that. I was training hard. I was eating well. I was eating so much protein as well. My muscles, I personally found, were grown. I was getting a bigger upper body. And at the time, I didn't mind because, again, that was important to me. So fast forward, then I move over to Bali. Obviously, I was supposed to be on a holiday. I end up staying. And true living, like, again, true evolving as a person, I started to realize being over here, I was like, oh, I value different things. Now, don't get me wrong, the first 6 months of living here, I was beating myself up a lot when it came to like my training, because I had come from like spending hours in the gym, you know, doing CrossFit and like training with all of my friends and like loving the community I was in, to not really being able to like lift as heavy or not training as hard because I was experiencing Bali for the first time. Other things became important to me. But slowly but surely, I started to realize that I obviously didn't realize when I was in it before I moved to Bali, like how much I placed, again, it's so funny how your worth, you know, it just shifts to other things in your life. So I didn't realize how much of my worth, like my own self-worth, that I got from being strong and training and like hitting PBs. And like, look, at the end of the day, I've had this conversation a good few times, even with clients and stuff like that. There could be worse things. Like, we could be sniffing coke, we could be doing some crazy shit, okay? There could be worse things that I could be doing and getting my self-worth from. So anyways, I got a lot of self-worth from CrossFit, from constantly like chasing PBs, chasing numbers. But it also was at a point where, like, when I wasn't hitting those PBs, when I wasn't hitting those numbers, when I wasn't getting, it was consuming my life, basically, okay? I lived, eat, and breathed the community and, like, the workouts and, like, chatting about it. And again, at the time, that was so important to me. It was what I valued. So there was nothing wrong with it. So this is when I talk about this, try and not think in all or nothing terms. Like, if you're somebody who does this, there is nothing wrong with that because that's important to you. At the time, like I said, I really valued this. But then through moving away, I started to realize, oh God, there's more to life. There's more to me. There's more to like what I find important, you know? And I know a lot of people also find that when they move away, they just experience different things and they realize, oh, I like this now and I value this now, and other things kind of basically, what's the word for it, they kind of just like drift away, they become less important to you, and like that is totally okay because you're evolving as a person. But yeah, like, so again, it wasn't massively important to me. But when I went home, I still went back into CrossFit. I hadn't fully like been like, oh my God, like, not that I've ever, I'm not sitting here also, this is the funny thing, is I'm not sitting here also being like, I don't like, it's not about not liking, it's just about what you value. And I think CrossFit isn't massively important to me anymore, really at all. Like hitting PBs, you know, doing the gymnastics part, like none of that is important. Now I'm talking about obviously CrossFit here, but please apply this to anything in your life. Like, you've probably gone through changes, you know, what was once important to you is no longer important to you, and that is okay. And that's the point I'm trying to get across, and also how that will then shape your body image. But this podcast, I really think, is going to massively help you with comparison, because it massively helps me with comparison as well, is just knowing what's important to you. So again, I obviously went home, I still done CrossFit, I still hadn't fully like been like, oh, I'm no longer getting my worth from this. Like, I still went home, still loved lifting heavy, still actually do to this day, to be quite honest with you. But yeah, so anyways, fast forward, I'm gonna fast forward to probably this year, okay? I didn't massively love, my upper body was still is actually, I'm still fucking quite strong if I do say so myself. But I didn't massively love how my upper body basically looked. I didn't love like my traps. This is what I originally wanted to come back to, was that my traps naturally just take over. And that is a muscle thing that 100% can be fixed. But I just noticed that that wasn't something I was loving about myself. And I wanted to share that because I am somebody who preaches a lot of body acceptance, about a lot of body love. But I can also sit here and say, yeah, there's things I don't love about myself. There's things I don't like about my body image on certain days. Now, in fairness, that is probably the only thing that I have dealt with that I've been like, oh, I don't really massively love that, or I don't massively like that. It's just having a big upper body. I mean, like, again, could be worse things. So I didn't massively love or like that about myself. And that's just what I noticed. So the shift that I made, because CrossFit had been no longer important to me, and hasn't been, because I've actually been just doing been doing high rocks, running more. And I remember coming home last year and I was like, I just want to fucking feel fit. I want to feel like I can run. I want to feel like I can move. I want to feel like I can do anything, basically. I want to go into basically any sports and feel fit enough for it. So obviously then High Rocks comes along. And now, like, again, once again, my value shifted. So now High Rocks is important. So now I'm running more. So therefore, your lifestyle changes and what you do on a day-to-day basis changes because of what you value. So again, CrossFit isn't massively important. So that shifts then. And obviously, I notice a shift that's happening with my body image that, once again, 2 years ago, I didn't care and I didn't mind about my body image. I didn't mind about my upper body looking too big because that didn't bother me. But now I'm at a different stage in my life where I was like, oh no, actually I don't need it to look that big because I'm no longer trying to be quote unquote at CrossFit, even though like Jesus Christ, I was never ever going to the games. I was never going anywhere big with CrossFit, but it was something that was very important in my life. So anyways, that is no longer what I love. And so I just noticed this shift happening. And obviously, I wanted to share it because I was like, I know other people are so afraid to get to a place of body acceptance, because in the word of body acceptance, it sounds like you're stuck. It sounds like, oh fuck, if I get to a place of body acceptance, but I still have this extra 5 or 10 kilos on me, you know, it might mean that I have to stay this way. And it's like, no, you've got it so wrong. And this is what I talk about with my clients constantly, is that just because you get to a place of body acceptance doesn't mean you can't change. Like literally probably all of my clients who come to me who want to work on their relationship with food or binging or restriction, they want to achieve fat loss, and that is totally okay. And I always say to them, like, once we heal your relationship with food, we are going to then go on and achieve fat loss. It's just that they recognize that the one thing that is stopping them from achieving fat loss is actually their relationship with food. So once we fix that, fat loss becomes genuinely, I'm not even joking, a walk in the park, because it's so easy then, because you're no longer in this like restrict binge cycle or binging on the weekends or trying to outrun a binge. So it is totally okay to want to change your body image and not like what you see. But there is a prime example of me 2 years ago really liking what I seen in the mirror. Okay, fast forward to now 2 years, obviously this summer, you know, having this perspective shift on myself, being like, you know what, I'm actually going to step back. That's the only shift I made. I didn't go into self-punishment. I didn't go into, you know, restricting my calories. I didn't go into, you know, just beating myself up or like picking myself apart in the mirror. I literally just went to myself and I was like, okay, I'm just going to calm down on upper body. And I think I was like training it once a week, or any sort of high rocks workouts I was doing, I was still training upper body. So nothing drastically changed other than the volume that I was training upper body, okay? And this again is just coming back to, because through those 2 years, I realized, you know what, I actually love freedom. I love travel. I love experiences. And I love not having my self-worth. Now, this is just my experience. Not everybody who does weightlifting or hardcore intense workouts, you know, gets all of their self-worth from these things. I'm just saying, for a massive part of my experience with this, I did get a lot of self-worth from that. And I just realized how much of a head fuck that was. And I don't like being in a space personally for me where my self-worth is dependent on anything external. Like, that's something I preach, and it's something I talk to my clients a lot about. And it's something I work on massively, is not having my worth basically given to things outside of myself, because it actually can never be. And that's why, you know, I remember, like, before coming to Bali 2 years ago, my mood swings with regards to the gym and CrossFit used to be so up and down, and I didn't realize at the time, which is funny, but like, it was because I had placed a lot of my worth or a lot of my value on how well my workouts went or how well my lifts went. And personally for me, that's just something I value. I don't like being in a space where I feel like something has that type of power over me. I always want my worth to come from within. And that's just the journey that I've been on the last 2 years. So that has massively shaped, you know, where I put my time and energy and, you know, how much of my life I spend either doing, like, let's just say going back to, do I spend 4 hours of my life training CrossFit, or do I spend 1 hour doing like a high rock style workout, and then I have so much other hours of my life to then give to my other values, which would be connections, friendships, travel, experiences, which is exactly what I'm doing over here. So I'm just being allowed to live more in alignment with my values. Does that make anybody, any of you who are listening to this, if you spend 4 hours in the gym training CrossFit, does that make your lifestyle wrong? No, don't get trapped. Don't get caught in comparing yourself. Because again, what am I just after talking about is that how different all of our values are. So again, 2 years ago, to me, that was really important. 2 years down the line, I've realized so many different things about myself, and I've had different experiences then that have shaped me and shaped my values. So that is no longer important to me. And I know I'm probably repeating a lot of, like, again, the words value and importance, but I do think is really going to help you. So don't get caught in thinking, oh, my lifestyle must be bad. No, it's not. It's just we value different things, and that is okay. It doesn't make anybody right or wrong. We're actually all very much bloody equal, but we just value different things. And this is the trap that I notice a lot of my clients getting caught in, is that like they'll compare themselves and their body image to other people and everybody you see on social media, and you know, Tom who's moving to Australia, and Mary who has a really good body image and is in the gym six days a week and she's there for hours on end. And then you have, you know, let's just say me, who I'm not in the gym for hours on end and I don't really massively value moving across the world. But now I'm thinking I should probably move across the world, and I'm also thinking, oh, I should probably be training a lot more. But I also have two kids and my lifestyle doesn't really allow for that type of, and I value family time and I value spending time with my kids and I value seeing them smile and their experiences and everything else. So do you think realistically me, who has two kids, should be comparing herself to, I'd forget even the names I gave them, Mary, was it, and Tom? Do you think I should be comparing myself to Mary and Tom, who have completely different values and different things going on in their life? No, it's not realistic, because I don't value the same things as them. But this is what social media is doing. And this is, I'm going to say it again, it's the trap that we're getting caught in, is that we're comparing ourselves to people who have completely different values from us. And then trying to, what a lot of my clients try to do is they try and live like, let's just say like a bodybuilder. And I'm like, honestly, I'm like, why are you trying to, and this is what I also fell into, but I'm like, why are you trying to live like a bodybuilder when you genuinely have two kids? You don't have enough time to give the way a bodybuilder would. You're not going to step up on stage. So why are you trying to live a rigid lifestyle the way a bodybuilder would? It doesn't make sense. And this is, again, what social media, I personally feel, is doing to all of us, is that we're seeing everybody else's lifestyle in snip and we're saying to ourselves, oh, fuck, I should probably be doing that, and I should probably be doing that, and maybe I need to move. But you don't. What you need to do is you need to come back to what's important to you and why you live your life the way you do. And I get it, because we'll think looking leaner is typical beauty standard and what society deems is more important. But when you realize that there's other people out there like you who don't value having a six pack, I don't value having a six pack because I know what it requires as a woman to get a six pack. And does that align up with my values? No, because how I would have to live my life would be so out of whack with what I actually think is important to me. So I would actually have no freedom. I would have no balance, and I wouldn't have much of a life, because what I would have to be doing is being very rigid with my food, being very rigid with my routine, especially as a woman. Like, this is what we need to remember, especially as a woman, to get a level of lean that we're usually trying to aspire to be, it requires a lot of sacrifice, and it requires your values to be very much in alignment with the rigidness of that lifestyle. Now, that would totally be out of alignment for me. I wouldn't be able to live a life like that. So my body image doesn't look like that. My body image looks exactly what my values represent, which is balance, friendships, connections, also the gym, also my health. Like, I think personally for me, I'm like, I believe I'm in great shape. I like the look of my body image. I don't need to necessarily be any leaner. The only thing that I've noticed my perspective shift on was the change that I made with my training. And that then was reflected in how I viewed myself. I didn't want the bigger upper body anymore. And I actually just wanted to tone down on it, basically. That's all I wanted. This whole podcast is about reminding you not to get caught in the comparison of even myself. So, like, I know I've heard off my own clients and I've heard comments being made, like, you know, I could never eat what you do, Kira, and look like you. But it's like, I get what people mean by that, but it's like, we just have, you know, different values. Like, what I value is, I actually do value training 5 times a week. Training is still a big part of my life, and it's something that's very, very important to me. So I live in alignment with that on a day-to-day basis. But your lifestyle and what you value mightn't actually allow for that. And again, does that make you wrong or me right, or me wrong and you right? No, it just means that we're two human beings who have two different lifestyles and two different sets of values. And I think this is massively going to help you with your body image. And like, I know when I obviously coach a lot of my clients, they have to let go of a lot of things that they thought were important to them. So let's just say the rigidness of their lifestyle and restriction and being, let's just say the binge restrict cycle. A lot of my clients have to let go of who they once were in this cycle and how they behaved on a day-to-day basis, because what they are now coming to me with is, Kira, I want balance. I want freedom. I don't want to live this rigid life anymore. So I'm clocking that. When I first talk to a client, that's what I'm clocking at the start. I'm like, okay, so this is actually what they value. So now we need to take them from A to B. We need to show them that this is what they value, and in order to get there, they need to change X, Y, and Z behavior. So the obsession, the need to always be on the go, the need to always be in the gym, the need to get things perfect with tracking and calories and food. And like, when you just actually, when I always ask my clients, I'm like, why are you living like that? Why are you living like that when you don't value that? And then they're like, oh yeah, actually, I don't know. And a lot of the time it's coming back to what I said about CrossFit. It's like, I got a lot of work from that. And I know a lot of my clients have also got a lot of work, including also when I was in the cycle, you get a lot of work from seeming so disciplined, from looking a certain way, from, even though it's killing you on the inside, even though it's fucking chaos, even though you're in a binge restrict cycle every single weekend, the self-worth that you're getting from that is outweighing the chaos. But then eventually it comes full circle and it no longer outweighs the chaos and you want out of the chaos. But then again, I think I spoke about this before, but you're left in this limbo period where my clients then struggle to accept the changes that need to potentially come with their body image and because their values are changing. But when I just come back to, okay, but your values are changing, so that's why your body image is changing. And I know if you're sitting on the other end of this, listening to this, you're like, oh fuck no, am I healing my relationship with food? I don't want to be fat. I don't want to gain weight. But this is not what it's about. And I say the words, I always say this to clients on calls, I say the word fat because I don't want to shy away from how we naturally speak to ourselves. Like, I know a lot of my clients call themselves fat, or that's how we would speak to ourselves in our head. So I never shy away from saying the word fat, because that is actually truth, that is authentic, that is how we talk about ourselves. So I know a lot of people are afraid of that. They're afraid, I don't want to heal my relationship with food because that means, oh, my body image is going to change. But when you start to know your values, that no longer becomes important. Like, you are still going to be someone, like, people just think, and I know because I was there too, you think when you heal your relationship with food, oh my God, I'm going to lose all control. But the best thing you will do is actually letting go of the control, so you can actually live in alignment with what you want, what you think to be important to yourself. Why am I harping on about living in alignment with your values? Because what do you think that actually does for somebody? It allows you to feel aligned. It allows you to feel fulfilled on a day-to-day basis. It allows you to just feel like you're fucking living your life and not surviving. So that's why it's important to know these values. And when you let go of, like, when you tune into what's important to you, the shifts that your body image has to go through. Like, I'm no longer my leanest self, but is my body image a body image that allows me to live so in alignment with what's important to me? Yes, absolutely. Like, I don't feel, some days, don't get me wrong, some days I probably feel out of alignment with what's important to me. But quickly, just being able to come back to your values, you will, like, be able to just really connect and get back into, again, what's important to you. So, like I said, when you know these, the shifts that happen with your body image, like, yeah, you mightn't be your leanest self, but you might be your most happiest self. Like, isn't that more important? Like, if that's what you value, isn't being happier more important than being your leanest six-pack self? Yeah, it probably is. And sometimes, yeah, you just have to, that's what body acceptance is getting to a place of, I need to accept that potentially these shifts are going to happen. You know, I might put on a couple of pounds. Does that mean the couple of pounds are going to be bad? No. The couple of pounds are going to be your smiles. They're going to be your connections. They're going to be your laughter. They're going to be your ability to eat out on the weekend with no guilt, with no freaking the fuck out, with no binge cycle afterwards. Isn't that worth more than how you look? But of course, there's a lot in this. There's a lot of, like, disconnecting your self-worth from how you look and the discipline and from being perfect and that all or nothing mentality. There can be a lot of self-worth that comes with that. And yeah, there's a lot that changes when you change your relationship with food and body image and you really connect in with, again, your values. But I have to say, it will be the most freeing journey that you will ever go on. Like, it will be something that genuinely changes your life for the better. And yeah, I just obviously wanted to, I wanted to speak on that, and I hope it helps you just understand comparison and like your own next steps in life. Like, I know I struggle sometimes being like, oh God, I don't know. Like, some days I don't know what the fuck I'm doing with my life. Honestly, I have no plan. And that sometimes scares me, is that I actually don't know. Like, I remember me a couple of years ago, I had a 5-year plan. I knew what I wanted to create. I had this idea that I wanted a fucking fitness app. Don't know where that idea went out the window, because I grew as a person and I went through so many challenges, let's just say, with my relationship with food. So now I was no longer a fitness person, but I was somebody who had all the challenges that I was after facing with my body image and how much I hated myself, my relationship with food. But then I was like, oh fuck no, this is important to me. Now I'm gonna make a business out of that, and now this is what I want to help people with. So do you see that the experiences that you go through in life are going to shape your values, and they're going to constantly change? Like, every couple of months, check in with your values and see what's important. Or if you're listening to this and you feel so out of alignment and you don't know your next steps in life and you don't know what to create and you don't know what you want for yourself, look at your values. And that is never going to steer you wrong. It's something that you can always anchor back in on, and something that will help you massively with the comparison trap and just not getting caught in that, and not thinking, just not being pulled in every single direction, feeling like, oh, I need to do this now, I need to do that, and I need to do this, and because I get it too. But once I come back to them, once I come back to what's important to me, it really helps me move through this. But again, just for context, like, in 2 years' time, like, imagine I could be back here saying, oh my God, CrossFit is super important to me, I want a bigger upper body. That is the beauty of life. That is the beauty of just going through different phases of what's important and what's not. Do I think that'll happen? Probably not. So yeah, but interesting episode. I hope you got something from it. I hope you go away and write a list of your values, please, and really tap into them and really use them on the days that you're feeling like this and you feel pulled in every single direction, or you're going through changes with your relationship with food or your body image. Really want you to come back to these, because I think it's massively going to help you. But like always, I would love to hear your thoughts. I would love to know what you think on this episode. And yeah, just shoot me a message on Instagram.